Hello. What's that face all about?
Nah, nothing.
You've got a smug grin, David. What's up?
I've got a what?
You've got a smug grin.
No, not at all. No.
You think this is it, don't you? You think you've...
No,
you've...
no, I don't think this is it. No, no, no.
Why are you smiling so much? And just happy? You're happy you've proved me wrong slightly, aren't you?
Well, I'm not. No, no. I'm trying to get the Exeter fans to think positively for once. Mm-hmm. They're so bloody miserable, a lot of them. And you're the leader.
I'm the leader, am I, of this miserable cult?
What a game.
What a game indeed. I don't even know where to start. Where do we begin?
Well, I've written down some notes.
Okay.
What a lovely day.
It was a lovely, scorching day.
It was a scorching, it was really hot, scorching. And I felt for them.
Oh, the players,
how,
yeah.
Yeah, how hot it was.
It must have been hot.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a drinks break, which I was surprised about.
No.
They didn't stop for it. It was absolutely boiling.
There were two things I was thinking of. Can you wear flip-flops to football?
What, as in a fan?
Yeah.
Right, okay. No, I would say no, but...
Really?
I'm sure. Yeah, of course you can.
Why? You can't wear flip-flops.
No, why? How is that acceptable attire? No way.
Okay. Well, this was quite... Because I wore these... And then I didn't wear flip-flops, but I suddenly thought, actually, can you wear shorts?
Yeah, shorts is fine.
Really?
You got some cargo shorts or some sort of tracksuit shorts.
Yeah, any, sort of tracksuit shorts.
Nothing like short shorts. Not like swimming trunks. That's no, they're out the window. But anything.
No, I wouldn't wear Speedos or anything, but just a pair of Speedos. No top, no trousers. Just some nice fitting speed. No, I even walking up to the ground, it's like, fuck, should I be wearing shorts?
Probably. It was quite a hot day. I wasn't wearing shorts, but...
I knew it. I knew you wouldn't.
I think my brother was wearing shorts.
Right. I just wondered if it was a thing where, you know, you wear fucking shorts to football. You didn't wear shorts to football.
No, I think... No, you're asking some good questions here, because I'd say flip-flops is a no-go. If I saw anyone with their bare feet out in flip-flops, I'd be sort of puzzled. But shorts.
Would you really?
Right.
Really?
No, I would really. I wouldn't say anything, obviously.
Okay, well, I saw a guy wearing flip flops like yesterday.
That, well, in my opinion, that's no. It's a no go. It's nice football. Come on. Not like the beach.
Okay, so it's either trainers or nice leather slippers.
Yeah, or you can have some, like, you know, sandals maybe. They're a bit more
sandals, aren't they?
Yeah, you know.
What, but
flip flops should seem too like holiday vibes.
Oh, right, you're not taking the game seriously. You're not taking the event seriously.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Sharpen up, sort of thing.
Okay. Would you wear a suit? Please tell me you didn't wear a suit.
I wasn't wearing a suit yesterday, no.
God, I should hope not.
It was a bit too hot for a suit.
I mean, I haven't got many notes here. Jamal walked onto the pitch.
Yeah.
Pre-match. Everyone clapped. I wanted to hug him, just to welcome him. I just had this feeling, I was like... Welcome to our club.
Well, that's nice. At least the thought was there.
And it made me go, oh, I was a bit like him a year ago.
Oh, a newbie.
A newbie. And now he'd look at me and go, that guy knows about this club.
He knows a lot.
So.
What did you think of Jamal?
Honestly, I don't think he put a foot wrong. And it's just his presence between the sticks.
Yeah, I think the only time where I thought he did something, not wrong, but it was a bit of a scary moment, was when he kicked the ball at that player and it went back over him. And he just sort of waddled back.
True.
But he has a very, I was talking to Dad about this earlier, and it sort of scares me a little bit, Jamal, because he has a very laid back approach to everything he does. Everything is very...
Oh, you don't like that, do you? I bet he's a flip-flop man.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Bet he loves
he's
a flip-flop.
Probably turned up in flip-flops, but... He was so laid back with everything he did. He picking up the ball with one hand, like,
yeah,
all sorts, yeah, like waiting to the last second to pick the ball up. That kind of, that for me is not, I can't deal with that. all season. I'm 46 games. I cannot deal with that.
In the sticky mud and the wet, exactly. Sodden. Yeah.
Playing at, I don't know, Morecambe away on some bog, where the ball's not bouncing like you'd expect it to, and all of a sudden...
Well, maybe he'll change his... Maybe because, you know, the ground was playing true. Nice bit of turf.
I guess he seems very confident in his own ability, doesn't he? He seems very settled, assured.
I was looking at him going, all right, get past our back three. But then you've got to get past him. No chance.
So you've got to get past... The back three yesterday were incredible. They were so, so good.
They were. Couple of mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which Matt Taylor actually mentioned. I thought, thank you, Matt. I thought that. Bit of dilly-dallying.
They are young, though. Well, you know, with the exception of Pierce, bless him. But the other two are relatively young. So I just thought that, like you said, there was a few mistakes and we weren't perfect at the back. But when we did make mistakes, we recovered very well. Everyone got back in. But I think across the pitch, there weren't really many players that didn't stand out. Everyone was exceptional.
Do you know what? We always start slowly.
Do you think we started slowly?
Yeah, I thought Port Vale were all over us the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was confident that we would get into the game.
Yeah, I was really surprised by how easily they sort of keeled over in the end. They didn't look at like a fraction of the side.
Tell you what, they were shite.
You know, for the first time ever, I'm going to go out and say I agree with you. They were really, really poor.
Shite.
I was saying this to myself at the game. I was like, I don't know if we're playing exceptionally well or they're having a shocker. I'm probably a mixture of the two. Just our players, what man for man, we just looked better than every single... Giovanni was... Well, you know my thoughts on Giovanni. I had to apologise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw you crawling back last night on Twitter.
I sort of said, you know, I didn't see him playing, you know, any higher than
one
player. That's all on record. It's all on pod. I can hold my hands up. And he's proven... He was phenomenal. He has been phenomenal. And he just seems to keep taking that next step up every time he's being asked to.
I know. It's because he's got it in his locker. I can see that a mile off.
Yeah.
You're looking at a guy that played Sussex Div 2. And I know my football. I've got another note here.
Yeah.
Those big flags. You know, the ones that are really long, on a long extendable pole.
Yeah.
They're about 30 foot long.
Yeah.
Would you have the confidence to hold one and swing it around?
Would I have the confidence? Oh, God, that's a great question.
But there was this older guy sort of showing the young kids how to wave it around. It just made me laugh. He was kind of going, oh, hold it like this, left and right, left and right.
There's a real technique to it. No, I wouldn't back myself on that, actually. No.
No, no, it's too big. It's too big a flag.
Too much room for embarrassment. If everyone sees, if all these flags are waving perfectly and yours is going all over the place, they know, right, who's that?
You won't catch me waving a flag around.
But won't catch you in the big bank, full stop.
We will get onto the game. It's just a few. I had a nice little cider. I've never had one of those.
Okay.
So had the cider, had a pint of cider poured at half time. Went back to walk to my seat. Hey. No, you can't say that to your seat. Back at the bar.
No, of course you can't.
I didn't realise.
Wow, really?
I had to down it in about 2 minutes.
Wow.
No, I was proper feeling lad. Proper fruity.
Yeah.
In the second.
How did you not know that you can't take your... You can't drink within pitch view.
I didn't know that.
Rookie mistake.
Well, I'm new to
know for next time. I bet you were right smashed in our second.
I was. Hour. I was properly horny in the second. Second off. Trying to get off with the person next to me. Hey, buddy. Okay. Also, I went into the bar inside. I've never been there before.
Centre spot, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Busy? Run down? A bit run down?
Run down, really?
Well, bit of day.
Well, the building itself.
Little bit of paint.
Yeah.
Just felt a little bit, come on, let's give it a bit of colour, bit of pizzazz.
Okay. Like noted.
But I saw on the screen, so Oldham were in League Two last year and they got relegated.
Yeah.
So they're relegated to what league?
The Conference.
Conference. So I was looking at the other results in the Conference at half time. One of the teams was Dorking Wanderers. I used to be a bloody greenkeeper in Dorking.
What?
That's more or less my level, Dorking. They must be shite.
You have not played. You've not played anywhere near the conference level. No.
What
no
I'm way. Telling you, there's no way Dorking Wanderers are any good. Prove me wrong, Dorking. If you're a Dorking Wanderer fan, love to hear you.
I love how the pod has just sort of turned into find a football team and let's give him some slander for 10 minutes.
Really dumb, well cocky.
Should we go through the goals?
Yeah.
Harry Kite's goal?
That'll be one of the goals of the season. Easily.
Got to be in it. Some technique, that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, someone sent a photo of him striking the ball and just said, this is like porn to David.
Yeah, well, you do always bang on about his legs.
Well, I don't find them like attractive in any way. I'm just impressed by the... yeah, but what a strike. So it kind of looped up. Was it from a header, edge of the box? Or
I think Sam had gone in for a challenge with the defender or gone to edit the ball and sort of looped up. And it was like Matt said, it had gone 20 yards in the air and he just caught it as clean as a whistle.
So sweet. And it was a volley, wasn't it? It wasn't a half volley.
It was a volley. Straight in. And it was
bottom left.
That sort of settled us, didn't it, that goal? We sort of...
Completely. I tell you what, I watched... So then the second goal was a penalty...
Yeah,
I watched this Port Vale vlog, this Port Vale fans vlog last night of the game, and he caught all the action, all the goals. That was not a penalty.
No, I thought in the highlight, I thought in the moment it looked a little bit soft, but I thought, well, the referee was in a better position than me.
He tripped over his own feet.
I thought on reflection, the highlights is a very soft penalty. I'd have to agree. But Giovanni did what he needed to do from the spot, no doubts about that.
Yeah, but if that was against us, we would have been...
Yeah, we'd be fuming, yeah.
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 It was a bad decision and it changed the course of the game.
Yeah. All right. Are you a Port Vale fan or what?
By the way, I've just tweeted someone, a Plymouth fan. He wants to come on the pod.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that one.
Really?
Well, why do I want to talk to him?
I hope he's an arsehole. I really hope he slags Exeter off. I just want to see how. Why? Because I want to see what the... I want to see if these people really believe what they say on Twitter or whether he'll come on and go, no, Exeter are pretty good, actually. And, I want him to come on and go, nah, you're fucking shit, mate. I really want to... I want him to put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah, no, I do respect that, but it's just, I don't know.
So you wouldn't come on the pod if he came on?
We'd
have a little chat, three of us.
Yeah, but it wouldn't end pretty, I don't think.
Really? We've got to get him on.
None of our fans ever get on with any of their fans, and I saw your tweet to Josh Widdicombe and Charlie Baker, and that almost boiled over.
Yeah. Well, I just saw their results. So I was like, oh, Plymouth lost, Torquay drew. I was like, Torquay, who are Torquay?
Yeah, who next? We'll move past Torquay. Yeah. I don't even know who they are.
They're in with Dorking Wanderers for heaven's sake.
Exactly. You played at Dorking's level. You could probably.
Yeah, that's my level. Yeah, so I wouldn't mind. Oh, and I got a taxi last night and he used to be. Oh, God. I think he used to support Exeter. But he used to follow Plymouth, that's it. I don't think he was a diehard. But he said to me, it gets properly spicy.
I'm telling you,
I know.
I don't know why you don't believe me. The game at home, I genuinely think you'll have an element of fear. It's not a very nice atmosphere at all. The game is, well, for me and, people that I know closer to me, that the game is horrible. No one looks forward to that game. You just want it out of the way as quickly as possible.
But try and get a good result. Genuinely, will I be able to get to my car safely?
Yeah, because the fans, you better get to your car safely. You better do everything safely. It'll be very well policed. But in previous years, it hasn't been policed as well as it probably should have been, especially any City fans that remember the Johnson Paint Trophy game down there. It was completely under police. There was loads of trouble. I think even a police officer may have got stabbed and hurt. So it was...
What?
Yeah, it's proper serious stuff.
Oh, thing is, right, I'm thinking of giving that game a miss.
The home one, you'd be fine. You don't want to go away. The home one, you'd be completely fine. It's complete.
A miss, and I'm like, why am I giving it a miss because of these...
Yeah, the violence is completely unnecessary and, you know, the violence is, the hatred for one another as football teams is completely fine, but as soon as it steps over that line, it's what's the point?
I don't want to walk up that road and a gang.
You'd be fine up the roads you walk up. It's just
really,
yeah, you'd be completely fine. You just got to be. Have your wits about you. That's all. Just make sure you're not.
Have my wits about. What's that?
Well,
mean?
Don't you know?
Have
don't walk
wits
down
about
any,
me.
Don't walk down. You know, anywhere near any of the train stations or any of that stuff. Make sure you.
I go up the hill and down the road. You know where
exactly.
I go.
There you go. You'll be fine. And they keep the Plymouth fans behind afterwards anyway. So there's a delay between everyone leaving the stadium. You're not all leaving.
Yeah,
together.
But what if a couple of the rats sort of slip through the bag?
It won't. It'll be very well policed. Well, what's a couple of rats going to do anyway?
I just didn't like. I was like, I've got children. I can't be doing with this. I'm nearly fucking 50. I don't think
you're gonna be. You'll be fine. There's not going to be any harm that comes your way.
It's going to be such.
I meant in terms of the fear factor. I meant more in terms of the atmosphere of the game, and it's an aggressive game, and there's.
Oh, I don't mind about that. It's just can I get to my car?
Yes, you better get to your car completely safe and sound.
Okay, cool. Okay. It's just when the taxi driver said, "Oh no, it really does."
Like, it does kick off, yeah, but it doesn't kick off like in the ground. It's all in other areas of the city.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but you're not anywhere near where you're parking and where you're walking. You'd be fine. It's sort of arranged places, and these idiots go and fight, and they cause trouble, and then they just go to the game.
I might just hang on to some Exeter City fans.
Like yeah, come with us.
I walk with an old woman.
Yeah, they can't beat up an old woman.
No, exactly. You beat up me, you're going to beat up her.
Got to go through her to get to me.
Make your choice, boys.
But no, yeah, I really think you should go. I don't think you should be put off because of the trouble. Or you'll be completely fine. But just, I'm warning you that it'll be an atmosphere. It won't be like a normal league game. It will be feisty atmosphere. The fans will be loud, louder than usual.
So, fans, I will get to the game. We will get to the game.
Yep.
There were, so I wasn't in my season ticket stand because I couldn't get, so I had to be back in the Selsco stand.
Yeah.
And I was near the Big Bank.
Yeah.
There's a little pocket of fans, bottom right of the Big Bank, and hardly any of them wore t-shirts or shirts last night.
Oh, right, yesterday. Just the tops off.
They're the tops off boys. Right. Big shout out to the tops off boys.
If you're listening.
And, I was just fascinated with them.
Yeah.
These were the guys that were, when we got promoted, they were, you know, had their leg over the hoarding in the 80th minute waiting to run it.
Oh, yeah, one of those eager beavers.
Yeah. But I was looking at them, a lot of them sort of in their 50s, quite old.
Yeah.
I was just wondering where they get the energy. I'd love to get them on the pod. I wonder where they get the energy from.
What do you mean, the energy? Well, probably a good night's sleep. That's probably a good start.
Yeah, but I sort of understand it if you're sort of 20, 25 and you're sort of pumped up and you're young and you've got passion. But where do they get their passion from? They're nearly 50.
Maybe you're just lacking passion and they just have a regular amount of passion.
No, there aren't many like this. They're the top soft boys in the bottom right. Big shout out to the top soft boys. I would love to get them on the pod. The top
all of them. Boys.
Well, one of them, the leader.
I don't think they've got a crew. There's not many Exeter City games you could do with tops off, that's for certain.
Right.
You don't want to be travelling to, I don't know, God knows where, Portsmouth away on a Tuesday night.
But my son came in and he said, God, there's always someone with a top off.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the tops off boys.
Oh, yeah, we know them.
Yeah.
They're about.
So we were 2-0 up at half-time.
Yeah, what did you think at halftime before you got drunk? What did you think?
Felt really comfortable.
I was relaxed. I had my legs up on the chair in front of me, chilling, taking in.
You were using my season ticket.
Yeah, I did use your season ticket.
What was it like? Oh, what's the view like?
The view, you've got a brilliant seat and a couple of brilliant neighbours as well. Really nice people.
How old?
Male,
female? I'd
say quite older than you. Quite a lot older than you. Maybe like 10, probably in their like 60s, late 60s.
Were they farting or?
No, they were really nice. They were talking to me and they were asking me all sorts of questions. They were really, really friendly.
And you got asked for an autograph?
No, a photo, yeah. Someone came up to me. Well, I did, right. This is probably one of the most surreal moments of my life, actually. I was about to go in at the turnstile. I was right at the front of the queue. I had I had an Exeter City bucket hat on and my sunglasses. And I hear some guy go, John. I was like, right, okay, I haven't heard that. That's just me hallucinating or something. The weather's got to me. He goes, I get a tap on my shoulder. Are you John Beer? I'm like, yeah, I take my glasses off. He's like, oh, I'm a massive fan of the pod. Can I have a photo? I was like, yeah.
How'd that make you feel? A little spring in your step?
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously it's a little bit of an ego boost, isn't it? I was really, the guy was really, really nice. I think his name's Harvey.
Shout out to Harvey.
Yeah, he will be listening. He said he should be listening. He's a big fan of the pod. He was a really nice guy. He took a picture and he was on his way. I had to get back to the back of the queue though. But everyone was looking at me like, who the hell is this guy?
Oh, did they? No, they weren't. They were going, that's John from that fucking podcast. What's the podcast? No. Come on, you football. Oh, it's fucking brilliant, that podcast.
Yeah, no, everyone was looking a bit puzzled. Like, what the hell is this? It all happened so quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, if anyone wants to have a photo of me, please do it. I love it.
Oh, please. Anyone who sees John, ask for a photo.
The way he fans as well, everybody. Anyone
even the tops off gang. Yeah, let's get a photo of the
especially tops off gang. No, it was...
You were sat on my seat.
Yeah. I'm not really anything, am I? I'm not anybody. I'm just...
No, no one's anything. It's all bollocks. But
exactly. So yeah, it was what it was. It was quite nice.
You were sat on my seat with your feet up on the seat in front of you.
Yeah, because everyone at halftime had gone, you know, toilet break.
So the person who sat in front of you in the second half had to lean back on where your feet were.
Well, no, I didn't have my feet like right where they were sat. I just had it on like the top of the seat. Okay. I was chilling. The sun was hitting me. It was lovely.
So it's a really good view, is it?
Yeah, you're like literally just to the left of that halfway line. It's perfect. You can see everything. You've got a great seat.
But you still feel part of the action.
Yeah, yeah, you can see. Oh, it's a brilliant view. You're just high enough where, like, you're not walking all the way to the back, but you've got a really good view. Oh, honestly, I couldn't have picked a better seat.
Really? Oh, I'm over the moon with that. Because really where good. we were three rows back, corner flag. And, you know, once it's gone down the line, you can't see it. So dugouts are in the way.
Yeah. No, so I was going to say that a lot of the seats in this stand that I'm in can sometimes have restricted view because of the way the stand's built on the side. But yours is perfect. You can just see every corner flag perfectly.
Fantastic.
Dreamy.
Yeah. Dreamy. Yeah. So that would have been, I guess that's 20 quid you owe me. Is it 20 quid? 22 quid.
Yeah. No worries. I'll send it over.
Yeah. If you could. Genuinely, if you could, both. I'll, what's, no, genuinely, I know it's a joke, ha ha ha, but it is 20 quid. That cost me, so.
That's fine.
So the third goal.
Yeah.
I think we had a couple of near misses before the third goal went in. Mm-hmm.
Sam missed that one-on-one, didn't he?
Yes. So I just watched Man United v Brighton. I was at a toilet. And Fernandes had a chance in the first 6 or 7 minutes. But he blasted over the bar and I just turned to my son and went, Giovanni Brown would have put that away.
Yeah, easy, definitely.
Well, it was a similar kind of... To his third goal, it was a similar situation.
Yeah,
pulled back. He just stroked it into the net.
Yeah, but that Giovanni and Jamal are very similar players. Everything they do is very nonchalant, relaxed, laid back, and it's like amazing to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you sort of slagging off Jamal at the start of the pod.
Yeah, well, he gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Right.
I don't want a keeper that's, you know, like that, but...
I do. I want someone who's really arrogant at the back. I want to see him do keepy-ups.
If he does keepy-ups, I'm walking out.
Right.
That's me too. My heart would be going.
No, you want a bit of entertainment. You want him out of the box, keepy-ups, just fucking around. And the fourth goal was...
Sam Nombe's one, the one where he got just in front of the goalkeeper and the defender. We just looked... I don't want
to
say
By the this. Way, sorry, I predicted 5-0 at 10-3. And it was 4-0 about 20 minutes ago. And I thought, hello.
So you were wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong, but happy to be wrong in that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I had a really weird feeling as soon as we kicked off that we were going to win. You know, when you just, I don't know if anyone else gets it, but I get like a gut instinct right as kickoff goes on.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, sometimes I get it when I wake up. The first thing that happens to me on a Saturday when I wake up is this sort of, I feel like we're going to lose today. I feel like we're going to win.
Right, it's probably lose, isn't it, with you?
Yeah, most of the time. No.
So I watched this. I really enjoyed this Port Vale vlog.
Got a shout out for him?
I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name. But he was, I think he said, I think when we scored the fourth goal, he said, it was a mix of us playing well and them being trash.
Yeah, I don't think they showed the best account of themselves, but they had a lot of key players. Well, I say a lot. I had a couple of players missing. You know, that Conlon that came on in the second half, their captain. He didn't play the first 45. He obviously wasn't fit, but they still brought him on. And they were also missing James Wilson, who scored.
I was going to say they had no one up front.
No, they had that Proctor, the big chap. He caused a few problems, but nothing really.
God, you know what? I didn't even notice him. I saw one guy kept doing little Ronaldo flicks.
Oh yeah, he was on your side in the first time. Yeah. He was a bit of a bugger, wasn't he?
Ah, it's just, you can do that all you like, 40 yards out from goal, mate.
I thought Jack Sparks played quite well.
Yeah.
I really think everyone played really well. I don't want to say this, but because it's probably going to get a lot of slander, but we really looked at the complete outfit, didn't we? We just looked comfortable all over the pitch. Obviously, if injuries happen and you have to go a little bit...
Yeah, I did worry, actually. Our new guy from Southampton came in, played well.
He looked right, didn't he? Made a couple of good tackles on the edge of the box, comfortable on the ball.
Comfortable on the ball. I will say this. actually, carry on. Archie Collins was great.
Tim had a bit of a quiet game, didn't he? Tim wasn't... He was winning the ball back, but in comparison to his past self of last season, didn't set the world alight. But I think that's just because of the standard he set.
And Josh Key, maybe, quite quiet.
Yeah, I think the problem with Josh Key is he's constantly doubled up on, which allows space everywhere else. But people know you can't give time to Josh Key because he will tear you apart. But no, you're
well,
right.
Think... Josh Key, so I did Cambridge's podcast on Friday because we're playing them in a week or so. And they asked me, who should we look out for? And I said, like Josh Key and Matt Jay. And I said, but my favourite is Alex Hartridge.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, semi-joking. Well, not semi-joking, I was joking. I said, he's got floppy blonde hair, he's got white boots, he's got all the time in the world, and it's exactly what I look for in a bloke. And I felt like the guys who did the Cambridge podcast, I felt like he was, you what? What do you mean he was exactly what you look for in a bloke? So it was a joke, but I've been regretting saying that line since.
Right, okay.
So I just wanted to put it out there. If you do listen to the Cambridge podcast and you go, why has he said that? Why is he talking about? It's just a joke.
Yeah.
I don't want Alex Hartridge to listen and go, why does he keep talking about me like that?
Okay, right. First of all, I don't think you've got an issue with Alex Hartridge listening to the Cambridge podcast because I doubt he even knows what it is.
No, but I've been paranoid since. I just don't want him because I like the idea of going and watch Totnes play cricket in the summer and I think he plays. I don't want him thinking, oh, fucking hell, he's here. He's just going to be looking at my fucking floppy blonde there. It's a joke.
Yeah, well, everyone knows it's a joke because
right.
You're a comedian.
Well, the Cambridge block, I felt like the guy who interviewed me, I'm not sure... He sort of gave me a double... I don't know. I just wanted to get it out there. I've been thinking about it.
So you don't fancy Alex Hartridge is what you're saying?
It's a fucking joke.
He's not really attracted to Alex Hartridge.
Don't you get jokes? Fucking hell. Anyway.
The fact that you've brought it up is sort of more concerning, I think. You're bringing
I had to get it out there because he gave me a look after I said it made me go, I was sort of hoping him to go, like, enjoy it.
But he
just went, oh, all right. And then I thought, I suppose it is a bit weird if you don't, in context, you're like, why is he talking
also,
about?
Also, it's about, like, knowing the individual, isn't it? If you've only spoken to them for half an hour.
Exactly.
And you turn around and go, he's exactly what I look for in a man. He probably is quite concerned, really.
Yeah. So anyway, it's been on my mind.
Yeah, well, you've got it off your chest now.
Yeah. Yeah. So 4 points from 2 games. Second in the league.
Yeah, well, the league table doesn't really matter.
The league table doesn't lie.
It doesn't lie. Oh God. I did what someone on Twitter called me John Handbrake Beer, which was that was quite disappointing, really. I was trying to show I was happy, but also trying to be, you know, still realistic.
Yeah, but I think you've got to enjoy these moments. Otherwise...
I enjoyed it, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but it's enjoyment up to a point. Just enjoy it. Otherwise, there is nothing in life. You might as well give up, son.
Right. That's great advice.
You've got to enjoy these moments. No, yeah. No, but we've got to play well in the next match, or as long as the... No, enjoy it.
Okay.
With 4 points. Because you never know, we might win the next game. And then.
But the thing is, with me, in my head, I can't ever... As soon as the final whistle goes, it's enjoyment, and it's like for about 10 seconds, and then the next thing on my mind is Cheltenham away Tuesday.
Well, what's the point? Have we got in the league on Tuesday?
No, in the cup, League Cup on Tuesday.
When's our next home match?
Tuesday night at Wickham, yeah, which I'm on the radio for as well.
This Tuesday?
No, so we got Tuesday. This Tuesday's Cheltenham away. Then the Saturday's Cambridge away. Then to Tuesday after that is Wickham at home.
Oh, fuck. So a week Tuesday when
we've got Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday.
Fuck, I'm going to be on holiday.
What are you on about? Right, this is not on. Holiday during the football season.
Oh, really? Is that not a thing? The thing is, it's not the football season, it's the cricket season. But anyway, carry on.
No, it's not. It's the football season.
No, football should start at the end of September.
There's about 8 people in the world that play cricket. End of April. Let's not talk about cricket. If football is the sport, you've booked for holiday nonsense. In the football season. Let's end the pod now. Done.
Okay. Good night. Well, I really want to see the Wickham manager, and I just want to see what Wickham look like. So
you're not going to see him because you're on holiday.
No, but I'm not going away. I'm meant to be just taking a break from.
Oh, that's fine. I thought you meant going yeah. like on
no,
a.
No, no,
oh,
no.
That's
no.
fine. Yeah, get your rest, man. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, I just want to have a little look at Wickham and go, oh, right, this is Wickham. Because Wickham sound like Dorking Wanderers.
But you can go to the football on your break, can't you? Because that's a relaxant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So you'll be there.
I'm just thinking.
I thought you meant you were, you know, fly jetting off somewhere. No, that's fine. Yeah, I've completely got the wrong end of the stick.
Okay,
there.
I'll tell my wife. Okay.
Sounds good.
So I'm going out Tuesday. Oh, I thought we were having we're on holiday. No, but John said, who's John? You know, John Ambrake, John. Oh, him.
That is not a thing. That is not catching on. I am not Handbrake John. No, you can get your rest in, enjoy it. You can watch it. You can always watch it on iFollow or whatever, if it's on a Tuesday night.
No, I want to be there. I've bought the tickets. I've bought the bloody seats.
Yeah, we'll try to get you introduced to Gareth Ainsworth, shall we? Because I think you two get on like a house on fire.
Yeah, especially with this top on. You're fucking
this that top. Is a bit of a...
Gareth Ainsworth top.
Well, I think Gareth Ainsworth's more leather jacket, open top T-shirt kind of guy.
Oh, is he?
Hairy chest coming out.
Great. So, on the Cambridge podcast, they were saying... So, they're our next league fixture. They were saying that they play well against the big sides... Not so well. It was really interesting talking to them because they got promoted a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I think they did well in their first season.
Yeah, they stayed up.
Yeah. And they got some good wins away at Ipswich or something. But
they beat us, didn't they, in the FA Cup that season?
Yeah. And then they went to Newcastle and beat Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the referees had to apologise to us for that game because they gave two wrong decisions, which made us not go through.
Right. Okay. Well, that doesn't help, does it? An apology. But anyway, thanks for that.
What was that?
What, an apology? What's
yeah, exactly.
That?
Well, what's the point?
Yeah. So anyway, he was kind of saying, suggesting that they may not be at their best against us.
Well, no, we're a massive club, so they'll probably play well against
us. Yeah, we are a massive club. And then, so say we get... What's your prediction for the next league match?
Cambridge away. Oh, God. See, now everyone is sort of... instilled me with a little bit of, I don't know, I feel like we could beat somebody again. Oh, we could beat someone.
I love you being infected by my shite.
The thing is, everybody, like on Twitter, everyone just says, oh, no doubt John's going to be pessimistic again. And I've got to block all that out and just be real.
No, yeah, be real. Forget me, forget everyone else. What do you reckon?
I would take a point, 1-1.
Okay.
All right, okay. If we win our home games, pick up a point or lose a couple away, that's fine. But win your home games, pick up as many points away, happy as Larry.
2-0. It'll be 1-0 for about 87 minutes and it'll be a little bit tense and then we'll get the second goal. 2-0.
87 minutes of holding on at 1-0, I can't take that.
and Giovanni will get the second goal. 2-0.
Who's going to score the first one? Alex Hartridge header?
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, from the, fancy? One of the yeah. defenders. I don't fancy him. I've just said I don't
fancy him. I meant do you touchy subject.
Yeah, so, okay, imagine 7 points, though, from 3 games.
Yeah, that would be mightily impressive, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. We might as well hold it there. Oh, I feel like I'm talking loads, but the guy on the Cambridge podcast was saying, when you go into League One, you start getting nervous about all the games around you that you really should be getting points off.
Yeah.
And it's the ones against like the top third where you're like, oh, whatever, if we get a point or if we get three, it's amazing. But you start feeling the nerves. Yeah.
I think that's why yesterday's win was more significant than people realise, because Port Vale will be one of those around us and we comfortably beat that Port Vale side.
Yeah, 3 points. Yeah, interesting. I'm learning. I'm learning very, very quickly.
can't keep up.
Okay, well, cheers, John.
No worries. Well, I'm sure we'll catch up after the cup game.
This Tuesday.
You can tune in on the radio. I'll be there.
It's at Cheltenham. Oh, yeah. So you're on Radio Devon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll listen. Definitely listen. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Brilliant. I might actually sort of review your commentary live on Twitter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. John did well there by mentioning...
I would have mentioned this though, John.
Oh, John stuttered there. Yeah.
No, you never catch me stuttering.
No. Okay. All right. Cheers, John. Good luck Tuesday.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll catch up with you after Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll do. Brilliant.
See ya.
Cheers, mate. Bye.